glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, May 26th, as we get ready to head into a holiday weekend here in just a couple of days. I'm Tim Nelson. Thank you for listening. I'm coming to you from the WLUJ Great News Media Studios at 600 West Mason Street near the downtown area in Springfield. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but don't use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. A good word to start today with from Galatians chapter 5, verse 13.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, yeah, I owe it all right now to thee. To God be the
be the glory.
Heaven is more than an idea. It's a real place of healing, restoration, and unimaginable joy. We may tend to think of anything heavenly as less tangible than earth, but Scripture suggests the opposite. Hebrews 11, verse 10 tells us that by faith, Abraham was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And then in Revelation chapter 21, describes this city called the New Jerusalem in great detail. Unlike earth, the kingdom of heaven cannot be shaken, so says Hebrews chapter 12, verses 27 and 28. The Bible says it exists forever, and we'll be worshiping and serving the Lord there. Here's a thought. What if we viewed disappointment in light of the fact that God isn't trying to break our hearts, but rather make us ready for what He sees just ahead? We might not understand why He does or doesn't allow some things to happen, but may we choose to trust Him anyway, today and every day. I hope you'll stay with us as toward the end of the program, we want to reach into the Great News Media mailbag and share some listener letters and comments with you.
Let the King of my be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, He is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I Let the king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. 'Cause you are.
Here's a note to self. Contentment doesn't depend on what we have or what we lack. It's found in Jesus alone. Our society is always offering new items, gadgets, upgrades, and conveniences that promise pleasure, comfort, and satisfaction. But no material goods ever live up to that promise long term, right? Most of us today have much more material wealth and security than those early believers did by far, but contentment is largely still elusive. True enjoyment is possible only when our heart is set on Him rather than on worldly things. He alone is our hope.
God and God alone created all these things we call our own. From the mighty to the small, the glory in them all is God's and God's alone. God and God alone reveals the truth of all we call unknown, and all the best and worst of men won't change the Master's plan. It's God's and God's alone. God and God alone is fit to take the universe's throne. Let everything that lives reserve its truest praise. God and God alone
Hello to Joyce from Cisna Park. She dropped us a note to say, keep up the good work. You are my constant friend every day. Also, this from Karen in Macon. God bless you all at WLUJ. I love Donna Leland's encouraging words of affirmation as she shares her heart of God's great love with us in her calm and kind way. A true ambassador for the kingdom, as you all are. You and your ministry team are doing great work and are reaching so many souls every day. May God bless you all at Great News Media and protect you and your families. Again, that is from Karen from Macon. Denny and Sherry from Gibson City write to say they're so thankful for our radio ministry. Keep up the good work. And also in the mailbag today, something from Linda from Champaign. She says, great programming. My car is tuned in to no other station. God bless you all. We'd love to hear from you. You can get online if you'd like to contact us that way by going to greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org and let us know how the station is a blessing to you. We appreciate you listening. We also appreciate the support, financial and prayer support of so many throughout Central Illinois for Great News Radio and the WLUJ family of stations. Hope you'll join us tomorrow. Pastor Jason and Mark will be together for the live studio audience version of Mark and Friends tomorrow at 7:32 a.m. and p.m. right here on this Great News Media station. Have a great rest of this Thursday and a good Memorial Day weekend.
Gather around, children, got a story to tell you about a man who lived long ago. Now he was a leper and he needed a healing, but he didn't know. So the prophet told Naaman to go to Chile, Jordan, and there old Naaman would find that after seven times into the muddy water, God delivers right on time.
God was in time for the children of Israel to cross the mighty Red Sea. He was on time when the walls of Jericho fell at Joshua's feet. Every time I feel discouraged, don't have to wonder where he'll be.
Unlikely then to all of those.
children of Israel across the mighty Red Sea.